T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So we can look back at the election cycle and the campaign and, you know, nitpick all we want about what should have happened and what shouldn't have happened. One of the things that I do wonder about, though, and Donald Trump, I think, was very successful in his first campaign by talking about illegal immigration. I mean, he was beaten up on it because the press is all for flooding the zone with new citizens to try to diffuse the effectiveness of the current citizenry. I mean, I think that's the plan here. And Donald Trump didn't talk as much about immigration in this last election cycle. So, you know, he's out, Joe Biden's in. The Democrat mindset of not obeying the law. I mean, the law is there saying you can't just walk into the country, and we're not enforcing the law. So to me, that's a problem. You want to change the law, then you probably should do that. But until you change the law, in our society, I would think you'd want to or be obligated to obey it. Not so. And now we've got all these illegal immigrants here, more on the way. What's the end game for Democrats? Hans von Spakovsky is with the Heritage Foundation. I think he knows what the game plan has been for the last decade, and he joins us now to talk about the results of the census and how these illegal people are going to be counted or included in those totals. Good morning to you, Hans. How you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great. And by the way, Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to have you here. We've got a lot to talk about. So what do you think the end game is here when the census starts to deliver results from the surveys of the last year?
Unfortunately, I think the end objective is purely partisan, purely political power. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. Remember, this huge fight developed. I don't know if people paid a lot of attention to this, but there was a huge fight that ended up in the U.S. Supreme Court because, remember, what happens after the census is apportionment. They take the population of each state and they figure out how many members of the House of Representatives each state has in proportion to that state's state's population in proportion to the total population of the U.S. And last summer, Donald Trump sent an order to the Census Bureau saying, hey, when you send me the population of the U.S. for the purposes of apportionment, because under the law, it's the president that applies the apportionment formula. I want those numbers by the end of December, and I want you to exclude illegal aliens. So in other words, how many representatives each state would have would not, the population would not include illegal aliens. And the left went to court. They fought it hard. They got an injunction by a lower court. The Supreme Court dissolved the injunction. So it was going forward, but the Census Bureau didn't get the numbers to Trump by the end of December. And the Biden administration, the moment they came in, canceled that order. They want illegal aliens, including apportionment. Now, you're sitting there thinking, why? Well, because it gives their states more members of Congress. It twists the political power of the state. If you did apportionment just based on citizen population, California would lose 4 congressional seats. New York would lose a congressional seat. Illinois would lose a congressional seat. And there's actually a study on this that was done 5 years ago by the Congressional Research Service. And we in Virginia, we get cheated because according to that Congressional Research Service report, if you base apportionment on citizen population, Louisiana, Missouri, Montana, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Virginia would each gain an additional congressional seat. So we're being cheated by including illegal aliens, people who can't vote, who don't have any representation in entitlement to representation in Congress. We're being cheated just so these other states can continue to have more political power in the House.
Gotcha. Out of the 435 sitting members of the House, more of the seats will go to states like California and New York, while we are not adequately represented based on the numbers of real citizens here. And
That's right.
Is this an example with the Census Bureau of the bureaucracy that I've kind of been railing on for the last few months, slow walking everything, not, you know, basically people who've been there for 20 years, like I've seen presidents come and I've seen presidents go. And you know what? I don't like Donald Trump. So this request from him is going to go in the bottom drawer and I'll get to it at the end of the summer. And, you know, maybe he wins, maybe he doesn't. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, is this an example of that?
Yes, it absolutely is. And that's the case throughout the entire federal government. And it was clearly the case inside the Census Bureau. And I'll tell you how we know that. The U.S. Supreme Court issued its decision on December 18th, dissolving the injunction, and which basically allowed the Census Bureau to go forward with what the President Trump had demanded, and telling the lower federal court to dismiss the case filed by New York and these other states. The case wasn't dismissed. It was still around on January 16th when the Census Bureau entered into a agreed on stipulation with the plaintiffs who had sued saying, oh, we're just going to put this case off temporarily for 21 days, making any decisions on this. Now, why would they do that? Obviously, so they could wait till Biden came in and officially dissolve Trump's order. That shows the way they delayed things intentionally, and it shows you just how partisan so many of the civil servants and career people are inside the Census Bureau, and frankly, through my experience, elsewhere in the federal government.
Yeah, there's no punishment for that either. There's no consequence.
No. In fact, they'll be rewarded by the Biden people who just love these very liberal career people and will promote them.
Yeah, we're getting played here, and I'm hoping people hearing this type of story, you'll be able to articulate that to the folks who don't listen to talk radio. It, you know, out of one side of their mouth, they're talking about unity and healing, but it's fake. It's a lie because they're doing stuff like this behind the scenes. I witnessed it up close when I worked in the Senate too, and it was shocking to me. I mean, I was still kind of naive and had stars in my eyes. I'm going to the Capitol. It's this wonderful, it's the symbol of democracy. No, it's not. It's a bunch of bureaucrats, mostly leftists, who are trying to take over this country while they're being paid by you, while not listening to you. Hey, Hans, before you go, I need to ask you, is there an effort here that you're aware of to develop a gold standard for the way we vote in this country, to say this is a disaster, about 50% of the country really doesn't buy the end results of the election, and we can't continue to function as a country like this, and so let's all get together and figure out what we should be doing state by state. Has that happened yet, or are people just kind of ignoring it?
John, it's funny you should ask that, because in fact, the Heritage Foundation, where I work, we are developing that as we speak. In fact, we're almost done with our recommendations on the best practices for states to do everything from how they should handle voter registration to how they should handle absentee ballots. And the reason we're doing it is because I have been besieged with phone calls and inquiries from state legislators all over the country, places like Georgia and elsewhere, saying, how do we fix this?
Yeah. Well, thank God somebody's doing it. I've been surprised there hasn't been a louder clamor for that. So as soon as you get that ready, I want to have you on the air and talk about it, and maybe we'll do a special show when we're at CPAC. I'm assuming you're going to CPAC down in Orlando in February. I hope to talk to you in person, you know, again at that event. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. You're always got great insight. I appreciate you coming on.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.